Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just after that quote, gotta love Tez Johnson of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Baker, kind of doesn't matter who the receivers are. He's going to find a way to get it done. We'll find out on Monday night if that is still the case. Joe O, Sammy P, this is BetSweats, BetMGM Network, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern Time, BetMGMNetwork.com, also on YouTube and Twitch. We now bring into the show Director of Content for BetSperts, and he's one half of the Deep Dive podcast. His name, Andy Molitor, at Andy M. SFW. Andy, how you feeling, man?
Pretty good. It's full swing here. Got a couple of guys my age playing football tonight. It's gonna be a fun one.
Me too. Do you have a bet on the game tonight?
I mostly just took all the prop unders for the Bengals offensive players. I really am starting to feel the Steelers defense kind of rounding into form, and some of that is just me playing some good numbers on those, but I'm hoping we have another, you know, Yoshivas game where he doesn't get much. I'm hoping for Brown unders on receiving. So basically if there was a decent price on a Bengals prop under, I kind of have it in the account right now. So hoping for a kind of a Steelers blowout, I guess.
Okay. All right. There you go. We were just doing some Survivor, and Denver, New York Giants came up from the Survivor. We can get to Survivor as well, but we only talked about the Giants Broncos game from that perspective. What do you think about this game with, okay, now Dart, this is going to be a little bit different going on the road facing this defense. What is your play in Broncos Giants?
Finally bet the Giants this morning. I found a plus 7 at, I think, minus 103. Finally a cheap one. Had to add it. This is the biggest problem with doing the show with Drew on Wednesdays. I have these marginal plays, and I'm like, I don't mind this. I kind of like it. And then he talks about it for 3 minutes. I'm like, man, I'm all in. Like, you talk to me. When he agrees with something.
You mean 10 minutes.
Like, all right, well. Yeah, oh god, yeah. I do try to hustle him along once in a while. We only have two teams on bye. There's a lot of games to talk about this week, but I ended up playing that. A lot of it is just situational stuff with the where they're at, you know, with the return from the international game, and then New York coming off the extra rest. I don't know if it's maybe a letdown spot for New York. I hate that part of it, coming off the big divisional win, but I don't know if those two guys have enough brain cells between them for it to be a letdown. Like, I think they're just too dumb to fail. Those are my guys. So I want Dart to play a nice clean game. I got some Dart Rookie of the Year, you know, about a month ago. I want that guy to just stay healthy, keep it on the level, don't do anything silly. So yeah, I'd like to see the Giants, and maybe we haven't decided on Survivor yet. If we end up fading that team, I might even add some Giants money line just to really make it feel good when we knock out part of the Survivor pool with that one.
I'm curious where you had Buffalo going into the season in your numbers and where you have them now, because depending on who you ask, the season's over. They're not a top 10 team anymore. And any bet on Buffalo is a waste of money. Obviously it's never that simple, and the overreactions will always flow from different directions, but where did you have them early in the season and where do you have the Bills now?
So I got my week-by-week chart up. I had them tied for second in my power ratings in the first week of the season with Philly behind Baltimore. They bumped up a little after that first week, and then kind of a little bit of a fall ever since then. They're down to somewhere in the top 10. I mean, it's still a very good team. It just I can't rate them as high as I want to way that defense is playing right now. I know there's some injuries too, but the guys that are playing are just small. The tackling looks bad. I don't think you need to have some, you know, really high rated offense to go move and get yards on this team right now. There's a multitude of ways. And if you get to that second level and you're up against linebackers and safeties, they're too small and they're not tackling. They're not taking good angles. I mean, a lot of offenses are going to have success against this Buffalo team right now. And right now I have them sixth. Basically, they're Seattle to me, which is not where I thought I'd have them this point in the season.
Washington-Dallas, a divisional matchup, but projected as an absolute shootout. We'll see what this number closes at, but you know, we're talking north of 54 at this point. And you get it from the Dallas perspective with the way that they're scoring and Eberflus's defense, not much to speak of. We'll see how the Commanders bounce back after their Monday night loss to the Bears. What are you thinking, Washington against Dallas?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what we get on the Terry McLaurin stuff today. These teams are cagey about some of these injuries, which is super annoying. But I went back to the well, and this is another one Drew and I talked about yesterday, was the Dallas team total over. Like, this is one of the best offenses in the league. Dak, you mentioned it off air. It's amazing how well he's playing. Like, the swings of good Dak versus injured Dak are just so big. And right now we have good Dak. We probably have CeeDee Lamb coming back. We can just do what we did in week one. Like, hey, what if you have a really bad cornerback, like the Eagles did, and we just spam CeeDee Lamb against you? He's going to end up with, you know, 10 catches for 150 yards. He dropped like three long catches in that one, still at a 100 yard game. So if he's back, I love it even more, obviously. And, you worry about some of these team totals when they're this high if a team gets out to a decent lead. I don't see Dallas ever getting out to a decent lead for the rest of the year again. Their defense is so bad. It's just, hey, top three offense, bottom three defense. I love a team total for a team like that, because they're just not going to have a game where they're winning by margin and they can slow it down and run the ball at all.
Dallas is missing something. I can't tell what it is on defense. There's something just a little off there. I don't know what that piece is that they traded to Green Bay. It's weird. New England, Tennessee. Do you have a move in this one?
Oh, this is a gross one too, because it is the third straight road game for New England. That's tough. That's tough on teams, and it's a young quarterback having to do that. And he's, you know, coming off another nice game. I guess it depends where you have your Drake May number. If you are a May believer, which I'm starting to come around on, I think he probably absolutely should be in this MVP conversation. I'm pretty much on market with this one. This total's coming way down, and you know, there's so many extenuating factors with the firing. Like, are you a big, I'm betting on the coach bounce back, interim coach bump thing every time? Because I hate Mike McCoy. I don't think he's any good. I have terrible memories of him in the last couple of years. It was actually San Diego then. They weren't even in Los Angeles yet. I'm not a fan of that for the interim bump. Some of the interim bump is just, hey, we got rid of the guy that we all hated, and now we're all in a better mood. It's like when the coworker nobody like quits. Like, hey, everybody, maybe we'll have cake today. I don't know. No reason. It's not even someone's birthday. So getting rid of Callahan, that's a positive. Losing his dad, certainly a negative. I don't think that offensive line is going to forget how to play overnight, but long term a negative. So I'm looking pretty strongly at New England for some Survivor stuff, but I probably won't play that game, side or total.
Yeah, I'm with you on Survivor. Like, that was our immediate reaction earlier in the week when we took a look. I'm like, this is the New England play. And you know, it's certainly fair to think about next week. It looks like it's going to be tougher. We'll see what the quarterback situation is. But Andy, I'm kind of looking at next week, like Sam brought up, you know, Drake May's just not going to go roughshod through the league all year. Like, this is the third of three road games. What about next week? Cleveland, tough defense, at least. Maybe that's the stumbling block for New England, and you might want to make sure that you use them this week in Survivor.
Yeah, and that's the rub with Survivor. You got to look at future value too. And, you know, a big part of Kansas City is a huge favorite. You can use them. You can absolutely use them. But if you're in one of the bigger contests, like Circa, that has, you have to use Christmas, you have to use Thanksgiving, you have to start to use, you know, look at some of those teams that play on those holiday games. And Kansas City has some future value there, absolutely. And I mean, same thing with Green Bay and New England as far as the games that they have next week. You know, there's some future value too. This might be the toughest Survivor week so far. And I think some of it is just the pressure of the further you get in, the more it's like, all right, we made it past the first, whatever you want to call it, the slaughter week. Once you make it past the first slaughter week, then the pressure starts to build a little and you're like, I can't make a stupid slip up here. And sometimes the slip up is just using the wrong team, surviving with a team that you absolutely needed later on. And that's where I'm struggling with, you know, Green Bay, Kansas City, New England right now.
Any other games you know you're going to bet or you already have?
I did bet Seattle. I like that one a lot. I bet that one right off the jump. I have a pretty high Seattle number. And depending how you feel about Houston, I guess there are some people that are a little closer to market, but that opened at a cheap 3, and I make that like 5 and change because I do like Seattle's defense quite a bit. Obviously, they have some injuries in the secondary. Once they get healthy, I think this is going to be a monster of a team. But I guess if I get bit by the Darnold regression against finally a good defense, such as life, Houston is coming off the bye, heading up to Seattle. It's a weird late game. This is going to be miserable for me if it's close because I'm going to be sweating my bet. And then also it's going to be like 11:30 at night, which is later than I like to stay up at my age for the most part. So hopefully we just see Darnold continue to make it happen. And as Drew mentioned yesterday, just Stingley and JSN, just the marquee matchup of the week.
Yep, it's awesome. Love Seattle. If you look at numbers at all, it's hard not to love Seattle. It's just the balance that you see from this team. And you're getting the good Darnold. For everybody that questioned that, I questioned it. I thought, okay, changing scenes, he's getting away from Minnesota. We're not going to see the same guy. We're seeing the same guy. What is their ceiling? That's what I'm trying to figure out. In this NFC, with certain teams that you thought were going to be high, like Philadelphia, not looking great so far, what's the Seahawks ceiling?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, all the other NFC teams have some serious flaws, and I don't know. It depends where Green Bay's ceiling ends up, I guess, because right now I think they would be my pick if you said, price aside, just pick a team to win the NFC. But Seattle's right there, and I think their ceiling is going to the Super Bowl, because I guess the secondary is not fully healthy, and the defense still looks good. If they can get it all together there and stop using, they did a better job of not using Walker. They have a better running back on the staff right now. So they're starting to figure it out. The OC change, that looks like a good thing. And you mentioned, the Darnold playing well. I think it's the KOC residuals. Danny Dimes is on the Vikings. Darnold is on the Vikings. That stuff, it carries over for another year, I guess.
Yeah.
So J.J. McCarthy money line on Monday or Sunday, rather.
Oh, he's playing?
I think it's going to be
Sounds
weird.
Like you might.
I don't know that. I think they're screwing with us a little with the subterfuge and the not really telling us, but he was limited. Wentz was kind of a full go. I think it's going to be Wentz for one more week, which I don't know. I don't have a big difference between the two guys right now. Wentz is a little more of a known quantity, I guess. If you want to fade the Eagles, I ain't going to stop you, though. The market certainly likes Minnesota.
But Wentz has been better, right?
Yeah.
And it's small sample, both of them, and you don't want to go too crazy, but maybe they're just more comfortable with Wentz right now.
And I think if it's a coin toss, like, hey, JJ could play, but I don't know if it's the right thing. I don't think their hand is forced. Like, well, we got to get him in because we got just, a hot pile of garbage playing right now. Wentz has been good enough. I don't know what the goals are this season. You know, what's the Vikings ceiling? It's certainly not going to the Super Bowl this year with this roster. They don't have a good enough quarterback or an experienced quarterback. So I'd want to get more JJ. I'd want to see what I have in him, but they aren't going to rush it, I don't think, if he's still not 100%.
And here we are 2 months in, Ravens decimated, Burrow hurt, Bills can't tackle, just lining up again for your Chiefs, buddy.
Yeah, I know. It feels like inevitable. It was fun, too. I had some Denver futures on Kelce or one of the ones where you can, you know, and it accrues value where you can just like, hey, you can cash this out, which is unusual for me because I have to bet, you know, in a state that doesn't have a lot of legal operators. And I saw my Denver number going up and I'm like, oh, yeah, here we go. And then Kansas City starts playing well and it just drops right back down. Like, oh, yeah. Forgot about that team. And yeah, if Rice looks good this week, geez.
Oh, man.
It's just, yeah, everything's going to flip and it's just going to be, he's the MVP. They're the favorites to win the AFC. Here we go again. Give it another 10 weeks once they hit the playoffs and they really start to take it seriously. So, death, taxes, and Mahomes.
Could be the best we've seen them look in the regular season this early in quite some time. Yeah. It certainly looks like it's shaping up that way. Andy Molitor, check out the Deep Dive podcast, director of content over at BetSports. Thank you, Andy. Best of luck with all your plays this weekend, all right?
Yeah, you guys too. Good luck.
Thanks, Andy. Good stuff there from Andy Molitor. Yeah, I wonder if they want to get McCarthy out there as soon as he's healthy. Or they're just like, oh, let's just take it a little bit slower. I'm curious about that.
We'll see.
I know you're JJ guy. I know. He's going to be fine. It'll be fine. Let's go to some college football plays. We'll go over our favorite bets for the weekend. Joe O, Sammy B, Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.